Remember, a Hallmark card when you care enough to send the very best. Tonight from Hollywood, the makers of Hallmark greeting cards bring you Richard Widmark in Irvin Anthony's Decatur on the Hallmark Playhouse. Each week, Hallmark will bring you Hollywood's greatest stars and outstanding stories chosen by one of the world's best-known authors, the distinguished novelist, Mr. James Hilton.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is James Hilton. Tonight on our Hallmark Playhouse, we tell the story of an American naval officer, Stephen Decatur, and we have used in doing so the book about him written by Irvin Anthony. Decatur, as every American knows, was one of the first heroes of the American Navy. He won his fame against the pirates of Tripoli in what has been called the greatest little engagement in naval history. His father was of the Navy also. And in so devoting his life at that early stage of our country's history, Stephen was not only following in family tradition, but founding, however little he could have guessed it, though perhaps he did, the traditions of the greatest navy in the world. Today, when those traditions are more honored than ever, and when our country's need of a strong navy is as great as ever, is a good time to honor the memory of Stephen Decatur. And to play the part in our story tonight, we are fortunate to have that fine young Hollywood actor, Richard Widmark. And now a word about Hallmark cards from Frank Goss before we begin the first act of Decatur.
At Christmas, as on every memorable occasion, when you want a card that reflects your own good taste, one that your friends will single out to show to others, go to the fine store displaying Hallmark cards. Shop in the comfortable knowledge that Hallmark cards are always socially correct and warmly received, for that Hallmark on the back carries its own tradition. Like the sterling on silver, it's a mark of distinction. It says you cared enough to send the very best. And now, Hallmark Playhouse, presenting Irvin Anthony's Decatur, starring Richard Widmark.
Susan, I want you to know I love you. Hmm? I want you to know it and remember it.
Stephen, what are you doing up at this hour? It isn't even light out. Stephen, where are you going?
Go back to sleep, Susan. I'm sorry I wakened you. I only meant to kiss you, but you awakened. Go back to sleep, darling.
Stephen, where are you going?
Please, don't worry. I have an appointment. I hope to return long before it's time for you to get up. Go back to sleep, darling.
What kind of an appointment? Who is?
Goodbye, darling.
Stephen?
You walk down the stairs and out into the streets. It is still dark and there is no one in sight. Behind the shaded windows, people are sleeping and dreaming of the morrow. For them, tomorrow may come. But this may be the last morning of your life. Your footsteps sound unreal and eerie, echoing on the damp cobblestones. You shiver a little, and you pull your cloak closer about you. And you wonder by what road you came to this morning. Then suddenly, with a startling clarity, you see the road and yourself at the end of it. And you hear yourself, a youth again, saying the words that led you toward this destiny. Look at the words on the scroll, Mother. Reposing special trust. Valor, fidelity, and abilities. Appoint you, Stephen Decatur, midshipman in the Navy of the United States. And you are to serve and follow such orders, etc., etc., according to the rules and discipline of war and the usage of the sea. And there's the president's own signature, John Adams.
War and the usage of the sea. The sea.
But, Mother, it's life. Life at its fullest and most exciting.
Oh, you'd know, Mother. You'd know if you'd ever stood on a quarterdeck with a white sail filling the wind above you, and the sun on your face and salt on your lips, and all the world waiting for you beyond the prow of your ship. You'd know if you'd ever ridden out a storm. You and your ship, flesh and wood, braced against the weather. You'd know if you'd ever lain on a deck at night and watched the mast of your ship move slowly past the stars.
When a boy feels like that, he can't be kept on land then.
I know. When we were young, the sea was your mistress. And so it will be with our son.
Well, if you would have me stay, I'll stay, Mother.
Bless you for that. But I'll not keep you, Stephen. A man must choose his own destiny, regardless of the tears of women. God go with you.
And Congress has voted to give the Navy 3 frigates. It's a beginning at last of a Navy for the United States.
And what's the first mission of this Navy?